This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of concern of this woman who was doing sit-ups and broke her back. We were told she was paralyzed, was actually not going to be able to walk again. But after months of physiotherapy, she regained movement. So for those of us who can't stand doing sit-ups and are freaked out by them, something like this kind of confirms our fear, going, oh my gosh. But there's a little more to this story, so I would just hold your horses. So she's a fitness model who's been on Instagram a lot, I guess. And she was left paralyzed from the neck down. Why? Because she fell on her head while doing an inverted sit-up at the gym. So it wasn't necessarily the sit-ups, okay? So, Marcelo Mancuso, 23 years old from Brazil, broke a vertebrae after she slipped off a bench while performing this incline crunch, or not crunch, sit-up. Doctors warned that she could be tetraplegic for life and fitted her with a titanium plate held by 6 screws into her spine. But after months of physiotherapy, she, who has 4,700 followers on Instagram, gradually regained movement in one toe or finger at a time. Very, very lucky. Beautiful girl, by the way. So she spoke about her ordeal. She said, it was just another normal day of training. I went to perform the abdominal inverted sit-up and was upside down. I was attached to the equipment with a strap, which broke, and the personal trainer cannot hold me. I hit the back of my head on the floor and immediately lost all body movements with the blow. My diagnosis was tetraplegia, which means no movements of my arms or legs. Tetra meaning 4. Tetra and quad too. The doctors did not know if I could walk again or if I would stay in bed forever. Now that has got to be, you know, I don't want those of you who are really on the fence about exercising to kind of go, well, you know, maybe I think I'll hold off. You know, again, this is a fluke. This is an absolute fluke. So when you lose your movement in your arms or legs, we call it quadriplegia. You'll also see the term tetraplegia. It means the same things. Okay, so quadriplegic, 4 limbs being affected. Tetraplegia, same thing. So she said, I was afraid, but my faith always spoke louder, and I thank God for being alive. My parents were desperate with fear of losing me, but I was always very determined. So she said she gave her best every day in physical therapy. I thought if my movements did not come back, it would not be my fault. It would be destiny. She says, I was willing to fight until the last minute. Gradually, my movement came back, and the doctors were surprised by my recovery. Boy, was she lucky. And cervical spine fractures, right? The higher up the nerve lesion, the more that can be affected along the spine. So she was fitted with a titanium plate and 6 screws to fix the fracture. And she luckily was able to, regain most of her movement. Now, paralysis can be temporary. A lot of people think that paralysis has to be permanent. Not always. Yes, there are many conditions in which it is, like polio, like severed nerves, etc. But there are several forms of paralysis. So let's say you're paraplegic. Paraplegic means both legs. Hemiplegic means half of the body. Monoplegia means one, so one arm or one leg. And so a stroke could do this. serious head injuries, spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, even Bell's palsy. But physiotherapy, what it does, according to Daily Mail, is it helps you regain your strength and muscle mass. And maybe your spinal cord was damaged, but not damaged to the point where those nerves are completely dead. And if those nerves still have life to it, you could possibly, within a year or two, start to get your function back. Again, the longer you're gone, the longer you are struggling with the paralysis, the harder it is to regain. And we're making amazing movements now in terms of AI, artificial intelligence, and, you know, robotic arms and things like that. But when it comes, you know, we'll talk about stroke rehab. And one of my listeners years ago just had a stroke, did not want to go to rehab, was very depressed, didn't want to leave the house. And I don't blame you for not wanting to leave the house. That's a scary thing, to not be able to move your body. I mean, your mind, even if you don't want to be depressed about it. And even if you tell yourself, look, I'm going to lick this, your body is depressed because it can't do what it's supposed to do. So you're fighting not only emotional depression, but biological depression when that happens. But we emphasize that you need to go now. Stroke rehab has to be done immediately to start regaining function and to start stimulating those nerves again. So anyway, when Miss Mancuso lost all the movements, she could move her eyes, so she kept calm. She began to pray. Then she was rushed to the hospital. The surgeons had to graft some bone to the vertebrae that was smashed, and then put that metal plate to allow there to be some fortressing of the and support of the spine. And then she was able to, roughly at the 3-day mark, show some wiggling of her finger or toes. So it looked like she was early on able to start doing, doing some things of in terms of movement. So that was a definitely good sign. So now she's back at the gym. She's more active than ever. She said, after 6 months, I managed to walk and my legs did not sway anymore. She didn't have any more fainting or dizziness when walking, and she is lucky, and she's a believer, and I got to tell you, thank God. So, with these inverted sit-ups, it's a very, very, popular activity. For me, I'm very concerned about these crutches and these sit-ups that put a lot of pressure on the back. I think crunches are better than sit-ups because the sit-ups can push discs against the spinal cord. You know, one issue I've had with my disc is I used to do tons of sit-ups. I had such a flat stomach. It was a great stomach. The only problem is I think it ruined my back. Crunches don't put as much pressure on the back. So these inverted sit-ups, unfortunately, could have hurt her back, but it was the fall that did this. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce
reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder
what went wrong. All right, guys. All right, not sure what went wrong with this one, but we're going to be talking about how some of these states, especially Florida, want to declare porn a public health risk. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is going to be rated PG-13 and above, okay? Just in case any kids in the car are listening. Florida wants to declare pornography a public health risk. This is being sponsored by a Republican House representative, Mr. I apologize. I had his name, Ross Spano. And Florida lawmakers have already, the House of Representatives has already approved a resolution which states there need to be more education, research, and policy changes to protect Florida residents from, not mosquitoes, but porn. According to Ross Spano, researchers found a correlation between pornography use and mental and physical illnesses, difficulty forming and maintaining intimate relationships, unhealthy brain development and cognitive function, and deviant, problematic, or dangerous sexual behavior. That's what he told the state's Health and Human Services Committee in January. Democratic Republican Carlos Guillermo Smith criticized the vote, saying there are more important issues such as gun control that should be looked at by the House. So, is porn a public health risk? Now, I am dissecting this, okay? There's been studies looking at back and forth, you know, what this does to relationships. You know, in fact, let me pull this up. I think there was a study. Even though we don't have anything definitive, we don't have a definitive study saying, all right, look, you know, this is bad for you. There was one study looking at the impact of relationships and minors having, let's say, an increased risk of casual sex, some sexual aggression, some gender stereotypical beliefs around sex. But I guess one study looked at how it may actually be good for adolescents, having a positive impact. So, in terms of medical studies, I haven't found any definitive medical studies saying porn is good or porn is bad. So now we look at associative risks, okay, when it comes to public health. And first, can we just define what is a public health risk? So a public health risk is something that could pose a risk to, A, your health, okay, or others. If it can injure yourself or others, if it can pose a health risk to you or others, it's a public health risk. So what are examples of public health risks? Smoking, drunk driving, mosquitoes, transmitting Zika, rats, transmitting the plague. Those would constitute public health risk. So you're watching a porn site. How does that hurt others? Well, I guess you might not go to work. I mean, you might be so busy looking at porn, you might not go to work, or maybe viewing porn at work could be considered a public health risk now that we've been trained in sexual harassment pretty extensively. How if one, let's say, looks at a picture online or tells a joke and there's somebody next to the water cooler that hears that, can get upset. So I guess that could be a public health risk. Do people turn into rapists watching porn? We haven't had any studies on that. Okay? Do people get more aggressive? Well, depending on the type of porn you watch, there's porn where people get raped. Right? Oh, no, please don't rape me. Oh, and they make it the story. Okay? I mean, and obviously it doesn't exemplify the tragedy of rape and the violence of it, and they fantasize it. And then you have, you know, other stories like soft porn. There's a whole variety of different things. And I know I should educate myself more on this, but I really don't want to have porn streaming on any of my computers, especially since, okay, you know, I'm a radio host. The last thing I need is somebody seeing that porn is streaming in my studio. I don't want to lose my job. I don't need to look at porn. I've been married 21 years. I know what sex looks like. I'm good. Okay? Okay. But could watching porn affect your health? So one concern people have is, okay, well, you're in front of a TV screen. And if you're in front of a TV screen for hours, that could increase your risk of blood clot, heart disease, prolonged sitting as related to colon cancer. Okay, but when you look at Pornhub, and Pornhub is, I guess, one of the most popular porn sites, I guess, they say that the average time spent viewing porn ranges only from 9 to 13 minutes. So people aren't sitting there for hours. So I looked at the 2017 year in review that was released in January, and I apologize for not giving you guys the latest in this. I just didn't think porn was newsworthy, but it is now that Florida lawmakers want to, I don't want to say outlaw it, but want to restrict it. So according to Pornhub, they're bragging that they had 28.5 billion annual visits, billion, 81 million daily average visits. 25 billion searches performed, about 50,000 a minute, and 800 per second. 4 million videos uploaded. Hours of porn in 1 year ended up equating to 68 years. Petabytes, 3,700 petabytes, 10 million gigabytes per day. Video votes, people even voted, 120 million. That's good. People like the votes. So, what was the number one search? Porn for women. Is that interesting? Porn for women was one of the number one searches, not only on Pornhub, but porn for women. Then Rick and Morty, fidget spinner. Anyway, so porn for women apparently is big. Now, the most searched terms of 2017. So if somebody wanted to watch porn, what were the most common terms searched? Lesbian, MILF, stepmom. Stepmom? Really? Is that something people are into? Stepmoms? Stepsister? Oh, that's crazy. Mom, teen, Japanese was high up there. Massage. Threesome, cream pie, cheerleader. So, anyway, I can't name all of them, but there was a lot of terms, according to Pornhub. Porn for women, again, one of the top searches. Most search for porn stars, Riley Reed. I don't know who that is. Mia Khalifa. Not sure. Male, Jordi El Nino Boya. And Mondingo. Okay, I guess, I don't know, there's a lot of them, but... All right, the top 20 countries by traffic. Which country do you think won, all right, the most porn search? The U.S., but remember, this is a U.S.-based site, all right? But United States just blew away the United Kingdom, India, Japan, Canada, France, Germany, Australia, Italy, Brazil. I don't even see Israel on here. Belgium came in, I think, last. Let me see here. The time spent for visit. The Philippines seem to spend the most time, 13 minutes and 28 seconds. United States, 10 minutes, 33 seconds. Russia, fast, 7 minutes, 41 seconds. Now let's look at the states. Who spent the longest time on the porn site? Mississippi won that one at 11 minutes and 33 seconds. But the state that had the shortest time on there was Kansas, 9 minutes and 5 seconds. Maybe it's because of Kansas, you know, a lot of the farm animals are busy and you're like, oh, you know what, I got to go milk the cows, so let's hurry up. I don't know. But anyway, so Mississippi, then came Alabama, South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hawaii, Georgia, Indiana, Oklahoma. All right. I don't even see Nevada on here. Now, what are the favorite times to watch porn? Because somebody could say, wait a second, porn is bad for your health because it affects your sleep. Well, the most common time was between the 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. But again, if you're only on for 9 to 10 minutes and then you fall asleep, that may not be keeping you up. What were the most popular days? Sunday. What was the least popular day? Friday. All right. Top searches, we already kind of talked about that. I don't understand. Fidget spinner. Really? Is fidget spinner something you use with sex now? I am so naive. I got to look that up. That's crazy. All right. So let me see here. India, Japan. So now they break down what people like per state or per country. Okay? And, of course, most of the searches from other countries, like with Pornhub, Amatoriale Italiano was the number one search for Italy. For Germany, it was Deutsch. For France, it was Francais. So people are looking for, you know, they're more, I guess, you know, cultural type of porn, I guess. And then let me see if there's any other real important data. They're going through all the countries right now. I don't understand. You know, this fidget spinner thing is kind of making me nervous because I know it's a toy. My kids have fidget spinners, but I'd really hate to think that that had anything to do with sex. That really bothers me. All right, don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just saw this headline. Students in Massachusetts lead the nation in achievement on advanced placement exams. More than 32% of Massachusetts students who graduated from public high schools last year scored a 3 or better on at least one test. Now, I don't know if these advanced placement exams are similar to when I took them, but I think you got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in order to get college credit, you had to get a 4 or a 5. Or for some schools, maybe even a 3. So they say more than 32% of Massachusetts students who graduated, not in the AP program, but just a third who graduated, passed, scored a three or better on at least one AP test. This is a report released Wednesday by the College Board. They edged out students in Maryland, which were 31.2%, okay, and naturally only 22.8% passed the exam. So it's the second year in a row, top spot for Massachusetts. Well, Massachusetts has BU and has Harvard and MIT, so, I mean, you know, many people in Massachusetts are probably progeny of Harvard, MIT, you know, so they got good genes and they got parents standing over them saying you better study. It's a very highly educated city. If you've ever been around Boston, I mean, I know Massachusetts is still, it's a large state, but if you've ever been around Boston, oh my God, everybody's so smart. I mean, I'm at a restaurant and my waitress, the food server, was a student at Harvard. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm studying anthropology at Harvard. And I was like, anthropology, really? Or was it anthropology or history? I forget. But anyway. And, and I'm not sure what I want to do after my degree. I'm like, you're going to have a Harvard degree. And she was working at the chart house. And I remember waiting tables, you know, when I was a medical student. And I remember making more money than on a day in medicine waiting tables. So I kind of told her, you know, I don't blame you if you don't want to quit your day job, because it's, you know, you're probably making big bucks, you know, at a place like, you know, Chart House. If the average, you know, dinner ticket ends at about $300, you know, you're getting tipped 20%. That's a pretty damn good money. $60 tip. So anyway, all right. So Massachusetts apparently did really, really well. 2 years running. Governor Charlie Baker said Massachusetts is proud of his students. Absolutely. I am too. I think that's exciting. Students who participate in these AP exams, that some colleges accept course credit. Each exam is about $100. But if that helps give you college credits, then you don't have to take that course in college, saving you bigger bucks. Now, some education experts debate the program's effectiveness. Some critics say the quality has fallen amid expansion. The College Board's new report says there has been continued improvement, but the number of students taking these have increased. Now, why is that a big deal, and why is that news? All right, well, because among students who succeed on the test, Black and Latino have been growing the fastest. Last year, they made up 27% of all students scoring three or better, according to 17% in years past. And, you know, we've been very concerned with the way the economy has been and the way things have been over the last few years on how, or decade, I should say decade, how youth, appreciates or looks at college and post-high school education. You know, a few years ago, it was, you know what, you could get a degree, but I don't know what you're going to be able to do with that degree. And now it looks like more people may be more college-bound. Why would you take an AP class in high school if it wasn't for college? There's really not a lot of reason for it. You know, it's very interesting with high school. I got two high school students, right? And I had gone through honors program, AP classes. I was a real dork, okay? I mean, but my reasoning is I really hated living at home. I didn't like my parents. They always said, look, if you don't like the rules, move out. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then they got mad when I moved out. But I was tired of, you know, being controlled, and I was very independent. You know, so the day I turned 18, I was scratching at the door. I couldn't wait to move out on my own. And I knew I couldn't afford college because we were poor. And my parents really couldn't sign loans. They didn't want to. They didn't have good credit history. So I didn't even think I could get college loans. So I luckily I got an academic scholarship, and then I was able to support myself and, you know, make it through school. But when I was in high school, those AP classes was my chance to get out of the house and be the first one to go to college and be able to help afford college, even though it's not a lot of credits. Now, nowadays, you know, a lot of kids, they're, you know, it's easier to get student loans, and there's a lot of programs and scholarships and things like that out there. But for high school, if you have a good GPA, that allows you to stand out. And so with my boys, I'm like, all right, well, so do honors, do AP classes. And they're like, but I don't want to get a B or C. I want to get A's. Why can't I take the regular classes and get A's? I'm not going to be in the AP track anyway, Mom. They won't let me. And I go, why won't they let you? Well, I took a placement exam. And I go, I thought you did well on the placement exam. But so my kids kind of took the route of, you know what, maybe I'll take an AP class, maybe not, but I'd rather get good grades. So seeing this kind of push towards AP is positive, because that means these kids are more college-bound, they're thinking ahead. And, you know, with the way this economy is going and with the way, you know, society is going, whenever you're in doubt, whenever you're in a period of time where you don't know what the hell the future is going to be, just keep moving. Just keep moving forward. When in doubt, if you could get some extra degrees under your belt, do it. You know? I mean, you know, one thing we're doing, my husband's getting his real estate license. I mean, it's hard work getting a real estate license. That class is tough. For any of you guys that went to real estate school, have to take that test. That is some tough stuff. There's a lot of legal terms, et cetera. But why not? Okay, you might as well, if we're going to be thinking about investing, you know, one day. I know we should have been doing it by now, but the recession blew out all our savings. But, you know, why not learn about real estate? Okay, why not learn another language? You know, when in a state of limbo, which is what things were up until recently, you know, just keep moving. I was in college during the 90s, and I guess there was a pretty good-sized recession, right? And most, you know, there's usually a recession every decade. There's some sort of recession every decade. Our recession we just went through lasted a lot longer than, you know, others. But I didn't really feel the recession in the 90s because I was in school. When I got out of school, it was the year, in residency, it was the year 2000, and boy, did things start to boom. And things were so nice until 2008, 2009, and then things stunk again. So, keep going with your education, get another language under your belt, get another degree under your belt, but keep moving. So, what do we advise kids? Okay? Well, what we have to do with kids, and many of you have written about your college-bound student or your high school student doesn't want to leave the house, 26-year-old still, you know, at home on the couch, you know, how do you motivate them? Well, you need to go materialistic. You have to go to material objects to motivate people. I talk to medical students about this all the time. People that want to go into medicine, it's because they want to help people, right? Because there's not a lot of money in medicine. Okay, there's more lucrative jobs out there. So, you know, when times are tough, you know, I when I interview students, I go, you know, what's going to get you through those, you know, on-call nights? You don't have to do 36 hours like I did, but if you're doing a 24-hour shift, what's going to get you through? Oh, well, I want to help people and I want to have, no, there's got to be something you want. Well, I've always wanted to visit Hawaii. Fine, good. You've always wanted to go to Hawaii. Concentrate on that. No, I feel guilty about that. No, you need to have something materialistic that helps get you through the bad times. You have to. All right? Because, you know, wanting to help people only gets you so far when you're really feeling like crap and you're tired and you have pneumonia and, you know, one of the patients died on your shift or somebody yelled at you or grabbed your butt or boob or whatever. What's going to get you through? Same thing with kids. If they don't know what they want to do in life, ask them, well, what do you want? And, well, you know what? I want an entertainment center. I would really love to have a house that has a big screen TV and has game consoles and those fancy chairs. Great. How do we get that? How do we get you that house? Well, I got to get a job with some money. Let's do it. Let's make some money. Let's get you out there. Let's get a job. Let's find, you see what I mean? But sometimes you need a materialistic thing to get them up and going. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You can email us also on any of the social media sites and, of course, on our website at drdahlia.com. So there's been a lot of debate whether you should eat a low-fat diet or a low-carb diet. And I guess cutting calories, none of those really seem to matter. Apparently, according to new research, any of those methods are as effective as they might purport. In a 3-year randomized study of 609 overweight adults, researchers compared weight change after participants spent 12 months on either a low-fat or low-carb diet. They then took the results and analyzed whether there was any connection to a person's genotype pattern. Genotype are the genes that you have. Phenotype are the genes that you express. So I have genes for blue eyes, but my having the blue eyes and you seeing my blue eyes is the phenotype. Okay? So they found no significant difference between a low-carb diet or a low-fat diet, according to a study published this week in the Journal of American Medical Association. And they found no relationship between weight fluctuation and your DNA, which means there's no single strategy for losing weight, at least not one that will work for everybody. And it also means that our genetic makeup won't determine the right dieting regimen, you know, kind of like eat by your blood type, which kind of goes against many marketing campaigns. Now, some of you may say, okay, wait a second here. Whoa, wait a second. Okay, there was a study on this. Yes, there was a study. I actually have the study abstract in front of me. Okay, I don't know if you guys appreciate everything I do for you all. Okay? I know y'all think I read the Inquirer, and then I give you the news from that. But these are the types of studies I have to read. Okay, first of all, the title of this study was called this, Effect of Low-Fat versus Low-Carbohydrate Diet on 12-Month Weight Loss in Overweight Adults and the Association with Genotype Pattern or Insulin Secretion, called the Diet Fits Randomized Clinical Trial. Okay? All right? Then, they go into the findings, okay? But that's, you know, all right? And here, this is how they did this, okay? If you're like, okay, well, Dahlia, are you really looking at the science of this? Are you really giving us the meat of these medical studies? I am. This is what I'm reading on a daily basis. The diet interfering examining the factors interacting with treatment success, hence Diet Fits, randomized clinical trial, included 609 adults age 18 to 50 without diabetes with a BMI between 28 and 40. Then they talk about the enrollment. Participants were randomized. They also studied whether three single nucleotide polymorphism multi-locus genotype responsiveness patterns or insulin secretion, INS-30, blood concentration, insulin 30 minutes after glucose challenge were associated with weight loss. Because they have to figure this out. Then they talked about the results. Here we go. Okay, hold on. All right, hold on to your pants with this one. Among 609 participants randomized, mean age 40, standard deviation 7 years, 57% women, mean body mass index 33, 244, low-fat genotype. Okay, anyway, they go on and go on and go on, okay? And then I have to basically translate all this to you. Their conclusions and relevance, and there was some relevance to this, was in the 12-month weight loss diet study, no significant difference in weight change. Neither genotype pattern nor baseline insulin secretion was associated. And in the context of these two common weight loss diet approaches, neither of the two hypothesized predisposing factors was helpful in identifying which diet was better for whom. Now, any of you that have any attention deficit are probably like, what the hell did that just say? So, me, I don't have attention deficit, but I'm hyper. And I am just too hyper to sit there and read that and understand it, so I have to read it again. Hence why there could be some attention deficit involved in that. And that, to me, really needs to be translated down to basically saying, okay, look, guys, low fat, low carb, you know what? It's the whole picture. Okay, so how to lose weight. And I'm no expert. Trust me, you all have seen my tushy, right? I got a pretty large trunk, okay? You know? My husband says he likes it that way, but I don't have a big butt for him. I'd like to say that, you know how some women do that? They go, well, I'm not losing weight because my hubby really likes, you know, the way I look and, you know, my curves. And I mean, I try to say that all the time. It's not, if I could make my butt smaller, I would. If I had money for liposuction, I would. But what it is it's the whole picture. I am a little miffed by this genetic issue where they said, oh, you know, there may not be a diet by your genes. But I do think genes have a big role in your body type. The women in my family all have been huge. We're talking weebles. I mean, huge. Okay. I don't come from a family of skinny women. Maybe on my dad's side they're skinnier, but the women in my family have all been very, very big. I have size 10 feet. I am not a petite woman, all right? And I was the skinniest in the family for years, all right? After the kids, I lost all the weight. And then all of a sudden, genes catch up with me. And we're talking, I eat half the calories I used to, doesn't matter. I exercise an hour a day at least, doesn't matter. Wasn't me. So, you know, at that point, you know, yeah, I quit. Yeah, I give up. No, I'm not going to give up. You know, I just have to go with the curves. And I have to cut the carbs. And I have to, I mean, you know, if I'm going to eat pizza, it better be rare. Very rare occurrence. And if I'm going to eat pizza, maybe one slice. Okay? I'm not going to have two slices of pizza. When I was younger, I remember eating three slices of pizza one day. Three slices. Didn't matter. I was skinny. Okay? Now, if I barely eat one, I could feel my hips get bigger. Okay? If I see a piece of chocolate cake, I need to walk by it. I can't. Maybe I'll take a fork fill or I'll stick my finger in it if nobody could see. But, I, you know, okay? No carbs. No soda pop. Okay? A Kegel. Exercise, tummy crunch, suck in my tummy. There's a lot of things we need to do now. And so, but for other people, it just works. They just, low carbs, low fat. I remember when I was in medical school, there was a medical office I was rotating through, and the whole office was on a low-fat diet. In the 90s, they weren't thinking carbs as much as they were thinking about fat. And so the whole office was on a low-fat diet, and it worked. I remember the 80s, the grapefruit diet worked. Diets work temporarily. But they initially work. That's why these things still keep getting marketed. That's why you hear all these supplements will help you lose weight, we'll let you this. You will. You will lose 5 pounds initially. Will it stay off? No. Weight Watchers had this Quick Start program in the 80s and 90s. I don't know if they still have Quick Start, but you would lose weight right off the bat. And you get, they have to. In order for a company to stay solvent, to stay functional, they have to be able to, you know, keep you. They have to be able to, you know, keep and engage their customers. Weight Watchers, I still think, is one of the most effective ways to lose weight, right? Because it really seems to fit in with your lifestyle a lot better. But, you know, many of these need that quick jump to lose weight. If you don't lose 5 pounds in the first week, then you get your money back. So everybody gets hooked. Everybody gets excited about that. So, but what the carb issue isn't talking about healthy carbs, like, you know, carbs you get from whole grains or from, you know, potato, a baked potato that doesn't have any sour cream or crap on it. What they're talking about with cutting back on carbs, not this study, but in general, are these processed carbs like chocolates and white bread. Okay. Those things, I think, wreck your metabolism. It's not a calorie in equals calorie out. I think we all figured that out after our first diet. It's you're eating something that's causing you not to lose weight. I could eat noodles or I could eat rice. With noodles, I'm okay. With rice, I won't lose weight. So it's certain foods that seem to work for you. Whether the study says so or not, that's what I believe. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.